making a case for an underlying unity of science and religion would be pointless, were it true that science had already ruled out any basis for the beliefs underlying religion. Unfortunately, many people, not just scientists, believe that that is true. There are strong voices among scientists who fervently proclaim that science has indeed proven that all religious beliefs are unfounded, that religion is simply keeping alive baseless superstitions and other nonsense. At first glance, their arguments are compelling. They invoke the scientific method. They tell us that none of religion's claims have been proven in the laboratory. They assure us that their arguments rest firmly on factual scientific discovery. They speak with utter conviction. You will no doubt be surprised, therefore, and possibly affronted, when I say that the people who hold such absolute views are simply true believers in their own religion, scientific materialism. Scientific materialism rests on the belief that everything there is or ever will be springs from the interactions of matter and energy, and from absolutely nothing else. Despite the existence of enduring major scientific mysteries, such as the origin of life and the nature of consciousness, scientific materialists believe that it is only a matter of time before all as yet unexplained phenomena will be explained by, and only by, the interactions of matter and energy. This expectation is an article of faith among those who embrace scientific materialism. It is their credo. Given science's undeniable success over the last three centuries, scientific materialism's matter and energy only hypothesis is very convincing to a lot of people. Science's means of exploring reality, the scientific method, is the oracle of the age. Using the scientific method, scientists have uncovered myriad laws governing the operation of the physical world. It is no exaggeration to say that the application of those laws over the last two centuries has transformed civilization. Unfortunately for other religions, the religion of scientific materialism is in the ascendant and very influential. Not just many scientists, but also a huge percentage of people in the world are unknowingly members of the Church of Scientific Materialism because they have embraced the credo. Everything that is, or ever will be, is the result of matter-energy interactions and nothing else. But make no mistake, the idea that everything that is and ever will be springs from the interactions of matter and energy, and nothing else, is a belief, not a proven fact. Despite the efficacy of the scientific method, it is not the case, as scientific materialists would have us think, that science has applied the scientific method to all possibilities of non-material realities and proven them all false. Rather, science as an official body has become so convinced of the truth of scientific materialism that it simply doesn't explore alternative possibilities. The bias toward material explanations for all phenomena is so strong that it nearly eliminates the possibility of funding for any scientific inquiry that attempts to explore realities other than the material. A vocal portion of scientists dismisses out of hand, or worse yet, holds in disdain, even the suggestion that there may be non-material solutions to unexplained phenomena. Embracing such a suggestion is not, to put it mildly, a path to a successful career in science. Even rigorously conducted scientific studies that experiment with non-material notions, such as consciousness, those few that do somehow manage to get funded, are granted no credibility by the science's high priesthood. You would be hard-pressed to find in these journals any papers that stray from the orthodox view of scientific materialism.